Studio Line Public Affairs Officer, Chief of Communications Sarah Dernovich, I believe, is joining us. And also Dominic Bastinelli. Our focus here this time is the Caregiver Support Program. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for this opportunity.
We've got Dominic with us. Dominic, how's it going today?
Yes. Great. Thanks for the opportunity to speak on behalf of VA Caregiver Support.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're finding out a lot more about the Veterans Affairs programs here for veterans across the KVOE listening area since we got this started here late last year, early this year. And to me, this is brand new, Caregiver Support Program. Let me just ask you really quickly, Dominic, what got you involved with the VA and specifically here, what got you to Caregiver Support?
Oh, wow. I would say that kind of goes back to the heart, right? So wanting to be a helper, you know, by nature and having the opportunity through a multitude of circumstances that led me to being able to work for the VA and been here now for over 10 years.
Outstanding. So what is under the Caregiver Support Program umbrella? What are some of the different things that you're managing?
Yeah, so we have, I mean, just a multitude of resources. I think listening to the previous segment that you all had and those individuals and they're working, you know, towards their own goals, I think that's a really good metaphor for how we are working with caregivers and allowing them to support in that journey, right? Like from a standpoint of, you know, like the training piece of it. How do we help folks to be prepared for this journey and be able to be successful in the long haul? The VA Caregiver Support Program has been around actually for many years. We started establishing things in 2008. Back in 2010, things were written into law, and we started being able to support caregivers in 2011. So back in 2018, though, with Mission Act signing to law, then we had an opportunity to serve even more caregivers of veterans. So quite a bit of history, actually, and we're broken up into a couple of different programs, and I'll just speak to those just for a second.
Please do.
So the foundation of VA Caregiver Support is a program that we call Program of General Caregiver Support Services, and it's very resource-rich. So in that program, we want to help those caregivers and veterans who potentially need just some more knowledge and education, you know, some support from that standpoint, self-care strategies, you know, to sustain themselves, again, like I said, for the long haul. And we do that in a variety of ways. We have phone coaching. We have online portals that caregivers can access. We do video visits with caregivers in a group and individual setting. So, I mean, if folks are listening and taking notes, please write down caregiver.va.gov because that's definitely a place to get a review and summary of resources. So that general caregiver program is, again, the foundation of our program and very resource-rich. We do also want to recognize those caregivers or veterans that have a moderate to severe care need. And so we have the Program of Comprehensive Assistance for Family Caregivers program that recognizes those caregivers. So those veterans' care needs are going to be pretty significant. So we do have an application for that program and, you know, an assessment process to kind of get an idea for the level of care. So that's just a summary of kind of how things are structured.
Understood. How many caregivers do you have for veterans, at least that are connected here to VA, and how do caregivers get trained here to give those veterans the best services possible?
I was hoping you'd ask that question. So I was looking up before I got on this morning. So we have, in our general caregiver program, 126 caregivers. And remember, we cover a large region here, as you all are very aware. And, of course, in our comprehensive program, we have over 260. So we are serving a lot of caregivers in this region. And your second question, I'm sorry.
Basically, how do caregivers get trained here to give veterans the best care depending on their needs?
Sure. Sorry about that. Yeah. So we are we're very family-centric, so it's typically going to be a loved one of a veteran that's already caring for the veteran, so we want to recognize them. So it can be a friend or someone like that, but depending on the circumstances, it's more than likely that they really need to reside with the veteran to make sure that those care needs are safely provided. And from that training perspective, like you asked about, so we have a lot of resources that can help those caregivers with specific educational modules. Like maybe they want to learn more about a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, or with ALS, or with dementia, looking at PTSD, warning signs for suicidality and mental health. So we have, like I said, a really rich opportunity for providing that education.
Again, we're pleased to have with us on our monthly visit with the Veterans Affairs, Dominic Bastinelli, who's talking about the Caregiver Support Program through the VA. Dominic, before we wrap things up here today, it really seems, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it really seems like there has been an increasing emphasis on not only VA care, but again, VA caregiver care. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but it does seem like this has become an increasing focal point over the last decade or so.
Indeed, indeed. And if you you just Google, caregivers, right? So there's so many acts that have been passed, so much legislation that has been pushed out. And the advocacy from the community has been just inspirational, right? And so we want to certainly follow that. We want to provide the supports where they're, really deserved. And looking at an inclusive care model, right? So when our VA medical centers and our clinics and the providers for these veterans are involving the caregivers of these veterans, we have so much more, the perspective is just so much more there, right? We can see objectively maybe something that a veteran may not recognize, or again, helping the provider to have a much more well-rounded perspective on what's happening. And then that helps ultimately to look at recidivism rates and prevention strategies to ensure that veteran is safe and attended to in the care that they really deserve. So yes, absolutely, to answer your question briefly, yes, there absolutely is a lot more effort and opportunity that's available.
Understood. Okay. Well, Dominic, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning about the caregiver program, or either currently or what may be coming down the road, either maybe through the rest of this year or into next year here, that folks need to know about?
Yes. So we do have in VA Eastern Kansas, we are going to be having a caregiver summit. That's for our partners, our community partners. You know who you are as you're out there. If folks are interested in signing up for and registering for our Caregiver Summit, we ask that they call our program support office at the Topeka VA. That number is 785-350-4507. So again, I can provide that to your producer if you guys can post that on your site. But that's our local program support office. Again, caregiver.va.gov is a great resource for folks to check out. And I want to also put in a plug for our national VA caregiver support line.
Yes, please do.
So anyone that identifies in any support of a veteran can contact the national caregiver support line. And that number is 855-260-3274. Again, anyone can call that. They're open Monday through Friday. They're open late until like 11 o'clock Eastern time, and they have Saturday hours as well. And that may be a good way for folks to be connected with some more familiarity if they're not as familiar with using the website.
Good deal. Awesome. Well, Dominic, thanks so much for joining us here today, filling us in on the caregivers programs here through the Veterans Affairs Office, and looking forward to having our next monthly update coming up right around the 4th of July here to see what else is cooking through the VA.
Thanks again for the opportunity. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you, Dominic. Keep up the good work on your side. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dominic Bastinelli talking about the Veterans Affairs Caregiver Support Program as we wrap up basically the interview schedule on our morning show here today. Want to let you know that tomorrow for the Newsmaker 2 spot, we'll have OPI Fire representatives. I think we've got Fire Chief Wade Schmidt joining us talking about fundraising activities, and then a short What's in Outdoors coming up tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour right here on KVUE and KVUE.com.
Nearly 4,000 cyclists will be racing through the Flint Hills during Unbound Gravel on Saturday, June 3rd. Riders from across the country and abroad will visit Emporia for the world's premier gravel grinding event.
Matt Johnson with Keller Williams Realty, Merchant Cycles, Gambino's Pizza, Annette Taylor of Salon Mirage, and May.